Yud Kislev, Sunday the 8th of December, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, Ner Chanukah, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored, Lichvod Simchas Hanasurim, of Yossi Sternlich and Rivki Steinberg. Mazel Tov.
I'd like to say over the Beis Halevi. Nothing of my own chidushim here, but it's a very geshmak of Beis Halevi, and gives us an idea of Adlokas Nei Chanukah, which we do, which is Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin. I know it's a good 2 weeks early, Zrizim Makdim Min HaMitzvahs, but it's a geshmak of Beis Halevi, so we'll speak it out. So, let's learn through the Gemara, first of all. We have a Gemara, famous Gemara, well-known Gemara, in that Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. So you've all got it on the slip of paper here. Tana Rabbonon. So a Braisa, Mitzvah Chanukah. The Ike Mitzvah is Neir Ish Ubeis. That's the Ike Mitzvah, Neir Ish Ubeis, to light one candle per household. The Mehadrin, somebody who wants to go a level up, lights once the light Mehadrin, Neir Lechol Echol Ve'Echod. We light every night a candle per family member. So if there's five family members, so every night you light five candles. First night five, second night five, third night five. Each night you'll be lighting five candles per family member. The Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin, those who want to be, do the best, then Tzemachloik is Kiyodua. Beisham I say, Yom Rishon Madlik Shmoy, no, Mikan Ve'ilech Poiches Vo'ilech. First night 8, second night 7. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Yom Rishon Madlik Achas, Mikan Ve'ilech Moisev Ve'ilech Beis Hillel, as we know, which is what we follow, is 1 the first night, 2 the second night, and so on and so forth. That's the first part of the Gemara. Second part of the Gemara. Omar Ule. Ule tells us, Pligi Botrea Moiroi B'marov. There's a Machloikus 2 Tanoim in Eretz Yisroel. Both had the same first name, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvido. So the two Rabbi Yossis had a machloikus. Chad Omar, one of them said, what's the basis of the machloikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the one says, time of the Beis Shammai keneged yomim anichnosim, the time of the Beis Hillel keneged yomim ayoitzim. Beis Hillel say that you go up 1, 2, 3, because it corresponds to the days of Chanukah that have passed. Mashen Kein B'Shammai say, you go downwards because it corresponds to the Yomim HaNichnosin, to the days of Chanukah that we still have. Still have 8 days, 7 days, 6 days, so on and so forth. That's Pshat in the Machloikus B'Shammai B'Shillel, according to one of the Rav Yossis. The other Rav Yossis says, no, the Chad Omar, time of the B'Shammai Keneged Poreachag, the reason why B'Shammai go downwards, 8, 7, 6, is because we find a precedent to this idea that you go downwards when it comes to Pori HaChag, when it comes to Sukkot, and we bring the Purim for the Umas Olam, the 70 Purim that we bring, we go downwards, 13, 12, 11, etc. When Memela, we go downwards. The time of the Beis Hillel say, we go upwards because Malin Bakoidesh Ve'ein Moiridim. You always go up in Kodesh and you don't go downwards. That's the second part of the Gemara. Third part of the Gemara. Omar Rabba Babachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and he tells us a little anecdote. Shnei Skenim Oyu B'Tzidoyim. There were two Skenim, two old men in Tzidoyim. Echad Osok Beis Shammai, Echad Osok Divrei Beis Hillel. One followed the view of Beis Shammai, one followed the view of Beis Hillel. And Zenois and Tam Lidvorov Keneged Pori Achag. This one explained the reason why he went down like Beis Shammai because of Pori Achag. The Zenois and Tam Lidvorov. The Malin Bakodesh Ve'in Moridim. And this one said, I go upwards like Beis Hillel because Malin Bakodesh Ve'in Moridim. That's Adkan, these are the three parts of the Gemara. Now, ask you a question. Third night of Chanukah, and I've only got 2 candles. I don't have 3 candles. Third night of Chanukah, I've only got 2 candles. What should I do? Should I light 1 candle? Because I know we can't light 3. Or at least should I chaperaina do 2? That's a shayla. In fact, Mishnah Berurah brings down, You only light one. It's a waste of time to light. It's a waste of money to light the second candle. The whole point of lighting an extra candles is to show which night of Chanukah it is. So if it's third night, you light three. If you don't have three, then it's pointless lighting two. Just light one. Sorry? Yeah, let's say I've only got, it'll only last half an hour if I have need half an hour. Yeah, I don't have half an hour. So that's a question. That's a question. And let's see what comes out learning through this sugya. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos asks a fundamental question. And Tosfos says like this, what is Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin? Mehadrin, we know, is, let's take an example, you've got five people in the family, then you light five candles each night. Five candles per night. What is Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin? So there's two ways you could learn. It's Mehadrin on top of Mehadrin, i.e., first night there'll be five candles, second night there'll be, how many candles? 10 candles. Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin will be 10. Third night there'll be how many candles? 15. And so on and so forth. That's Pashtus Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin. Comes along Tosfos and says, no, that's not Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin. It's not. It's not. Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin is an alternative to Mehadrin. It's not built on top of Mehadrin, it's an alternative to Mehadrin. That means there's two choices you can do. You can do Mehadrin. That means we're talking about a family of five members. So then if you do Mehadrin, it's five first night, five second night, five third night. Says Tosfos. But if you want to choose Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin, it's an alternative to Mehadrin. First night you'll do one, second night you'll do two, third night you'll do three, and so on and so forth. Says Tosfos, Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin cannot be built on top of Mehadrin. It's an alternative to Mehadrin. Says Tosfos, I'll explain to you why. Because what's the point of Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin? What's the whole point of Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin? So he said, Besham I say, Keneged Yomim Anichnosim, Beisil I'll say, Keneged Yomim Ayoitzim, i.e., the idea of Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin is to make a Heker Yomim, to show how many days of Hanukkah are coming, how many days of Hanukkah have passed, to show how the Nes evolved, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days.
What does Mehadrin then?
Mehadrin is when you do per family, five each night. That's Mehadrin. The point of Mehadrin and Mehadrin is to show, to be Heker Yomim, to show the day of Hanukkah. Says Tosfos, if Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin is built on top of Mehadrin, then how is one ever meant to know? How does one show what day of Hanukkah it is? Because when people walk past the street and they see the candles at the entrance of the house, which is the Ikat HaKona, that's where the candles were lit. Pesach HaBayis, by the entrance of the house, it's not discernible what day of Hanukkah it is. Because I don't know how many people live in this household. I don't know how many people live in the household. Do I know it's 5, 3, 10, 15 people? Maybe it's a Mishpacha Bruchat Yeladim and they have a big Mishpacha. Maybe it's a small Mishpacha. Ich weiß nicht. Says Tosfos, Baal Kolchoch Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin cannot be built on top of Mehadrin. It's an alternative to Mehadrin. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if that's the case, why do you call it Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin? You could call it Mehadrin type A, Mehadrin type 2. No, why call it Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because it is a better Hidur. Because it's a better Hidur, it's level A, that's why it's called Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin, but it's an alternative to Mehadrin. It has to be that way. Otherwise, one can never tell what day of Chanukah it is if you're also encompassing the amount of people in the family. Which comes out, by the way, according to Tosfos. Let's say if I've got five family members, how many candles will I use up over Chanukah, over 8 nights of Chanukah? Without the Shamash. How many candles will I use up over Chanukah?
Five.
Sorry?
40.
5 times 8.
40.
40. 5 times 8 is 40. And if I'm doing Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin, how many will I end up using?
36.
36, which comes out according to Tosfos, in a family of five members, Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin will be cheaper than Mehadrin. Just to point out, so we can understand it. But the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam says like this, Kamo neiresu madlik b'chanukah. So how many candles do you light on Chanukah? Mitzvoso, says the Rambam, Shiyeh kol bayis bayis madlik neirach. They commit to light one candle per household. Doesn't matter how many people in the household. V'amehadir es ha-mitzvah. Somebody who wants to beautify the mitzvah, Madlik Nagos Kimini Nancha Bai is Nail Cholechot Vechot Baina Noshim Noshim. He light a candle per person in the household. So if there's five people, it'll be five every single night. Says the Rambam Vahama Hader Yeser Alze, a person who wants to do an even better mitzvah. The oyser mitzvah mina mufcha, he wants to do the choicest mitzvah. Madlik Nail Chol Echot Vechot Belaila Rishon. Sorry? Oh, according to the Rambam. Ketzad, says the Rambam, how is this so? If there were 10 people in the household, says the Rambam, how many does he light? Belayla Rishon Madli Kasoro, 10. Ubelayl Sheini Esrim, 20. Ubelayl Shrishi Shloishim, 30. Ah, Chenimtsa, says the Rambam, in case you are not good in maths, turns out that on the eighth night you end up lighting 80 candles all in all, says the Rambam. So the Rambam argues with Tosfos, and the Rambam says that Mahadrim in a Mahadrim is built on top of Mahadrim. And if you're doing Mahadrim in a Mahadrim and there's 10 people in the household, the Rambam spells it out for you in case you don't have a calculator. The Rambam spells out for you 10 on the first night, 20 on the third night, 30 on the third night, and it turns out that on the last night of Hanukkah, you will be lighting 80 candles. So of course, according to the Rambam, Mahadrim in a Mahadrim will be much more expensive than Mahadrim, because he holds Mahadrim in a Mahadrim is built on top of Mahadrim. So that's the Machloikas, Tosfos, and Rambam. Tosfos says Mahadrim in a Mahadrim is an alternative to Mahadrim. It can't be built on top of Mahadrim, because then there's no Heker Yomim. You cannot discern what day of Hanukkah it is if it's built on top of Mahadrim. The Rambam doesn't seem to be concerned by that. The Rambam says, Mahadrim in a Mahadrim is built on top of Mahadrim. First night, if there's 10 members in the family, first night 10, second night 20, third night 30. And Shenimtsa Beleil Shmoni Madlik Shmoni, until it turns out that you're lighting 80 candles on the eighth night. The question now is, but what will the Rambam answer on Tosis's Kasha? Tosis has a starker question. Tosis asks that if you are lighting per family, the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim is going to be built on top of Mahadrim, and you're going to light 10 the first night, 20 the second night, 30 the third night, so how's anybody outside meant to discern what day of Hanukkah it is? It's not visible what day of Hanukkah it is, because we don't know how many... Sorry? Oh, you're right. If you're having menorah, each menorah, and it's separate places, then you're right. And in fact, the Ramah writes, in order to solve the problem of Tosis Kasha, says the Ramah that each person should make sure to put his menorah in a separate place. That's quite easy to do, lemin hogeinu in Chutz Oretz, where the Iker Adlok is inside the house. Therefore, you can spread out the candles. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the way where we light be Pesach has somuch lechotzein, so everybody's lighting the same little area, it may not be discernible. So Tosis says it can't be. So how is the Rambam going to answer Tosis' kasha? Comes along the Goyen, and the Goyen in Bir Agro on Shulchan Aruch says a gevaldik kezach, and he asks like this. He bases it on the following. If you remember, we said there's three parts of the Gemara. The first part of the Gemara discusses the basis of the three rungs, the three levels of mitzvah. The second part of the Gemara, which we have on our paper, brings us a machloikas, two revyosis, as to what's the idea of the machloikas, what's the basis of the machloikas b'shama b'silo. Is pshat that it follows the days of Hanukkah, keneged yomim anichnosim, like the Beishamek and Yomim Ayotzim Beisile? Or says the other Beisile, no. Going down is Keneged Porei Achad, and going up is Malim Bakoidish. And Machloikas, what Pshat in Beishamek and Beisile? So the first thing is, Lemay Nafkimine, what the reason behind going up or down is. Is there any practical Nafkimine? Whether the reason is Keneged Yomim Anichnosim, Yomim Ayotzim, or Keneged Porei Achad or Malim Bakoidish? More than that, asks the Gaon. The Gemara at the end brings a little anecdote, we said. Omar Rabba Babachon, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, on the last piece, there were two old people in Sidoin. And one did like Bishamah and one did like Bisilel. When one was asked, why do you do Beis Shammai, he said, Pori Achad. And when the other one was asked, why do you do Beis Hillel, he said, Ma'ali Bakoidish. Well, why do we need to know this story? We already know there's two reasons. There's two explanations to the Machloikas. Why do we need this story more than that? If you look in the Rif, says the Gaon, the Rif is a Sefer Halacha. He writes down Halachas. He doesn't write down stories. Yet the Rif brings this story about the Shnei Skenim Hoyu Betzidoi. Why is he bringing it? What practical ramification, halachic ramification, is there to the fact that when these two old men in Tzidoin were asked why they lied, like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they said Porei Achad and Malim Bakoidish, and they didn't say Yomim Manichnosim Yomim Mayoitzim. Says the Gaon, there is a practical Yesodis Dika Machloikis going on here. And the Yesod HaMachloikis is like this. What was the essence of the Takona of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? Is the essence of the Takona Heker Yomim for that the days of Hanukkah should be discernible, should be visible to a person? Either Yomim Anichnosim or Yomim Ayotzim. That's one Pshat in Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. The other Pshat in Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is not Heker Yomim, but it is Ribui Neiros. The more the merrier. Ribui Neiros. To have, if Mahadra Samitzvah Yosef, the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, is to have lots of candle. Now, stand lots of candle without any system is just leaving it hefka for each person. So Chazal made a system. But the Yesoid, the essence, the idea of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is Ribui Neiros and not Heker Yomim. That, says the Gaon, is the Yesoid HaMachloikas between the two Reb Yosis. The one Reb Yossi says, the Yesod of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is Heker Yomim, to show the day of Hanukkah, either Yomim Anichnosim or Yomim Ayoitzim. Masha'en Kein, the other Reb Yossi says, no, the Yesod of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is not Heker Yomim, but is Ribui Neiros, to increase in candles, to have lots of candles, with a system. What sort of system? Either Keneged Porei Achad or Ma'alim Bakoidish. That's the Yesod of Machlokes. Says the Gaon, if the Yesod of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is Heker Yomim, then Tosis is correct. That it's pointless having Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin built on top of Mahadrin. Because then it's never discernible what day of Hanukkah it is. Because I don't know how many people are in this household. So if I see 10 candles, I have no clue what day of Hanukkah it is. So that's why, says Tosfos, the Yesod of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is Heker Yomim. Therefore, it's pointless to do Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin on top of Mahadrin. Must be Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is an alternative to Mahadrin, albeit a better alternative. Masha Ein Kein, the Rambam, holds that the Yesod of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is Ribui Neiros, to be Marba Beneiros, to have as many candles as you can. Of course, with a system in place. That's why Mahadrin and Mahadrin is built on top of Mahadrin. And if you've got 10 people in the family, and it's beautifully meduik in the Rambam isn't just telling people who don't have a calculator how many days, how many candles you're lighting, but he's pointing out to you the whole basis of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Kate said, how is this so? Sorry, imagine if there's 10 people in this household. First night, you're going to light 10 candles. Second night, you're going to light 20. Third night, you're going to light 30. Ad shenimtzo. It comes out that by the eighth day, you're going to have 80 candles in your household. Wow. So many neighbors. Ribui neighbors. So says so explains the Gaon.
But Tosfos is difficult because you see 100 candles, so it's done.
Oh, that's right. Says Tosfos. That's why Tosis paskins that Mahadrin and Mahadrin is not built on top of Mahadrin. It's an alternative. And according to Tosis, if you're choosing Mahadrin and Mahadrin, you'll do one on the first night, two on the first night. You won't do 10 on the first night. So that there should not be a clash. Mahadrin and Mahadrin is an alternative to Mahadrin. That's how Tosis learns.
And the two Skenim?
Sorry? The two Skenim, they were going like the Rambam. They were going that Keneged Porei Achad. And Ma'alim Bakoidish that the Yesod is Ribui Neiros. Now, let's see a very practical and simple mafkimina. Third night of Hanukkah. I've only got two candles. It's the third night of Hanukkah, and I've only got two candles. Is there any point in lighting a second candle? Oh, if you hold that the Yesod is Heker Yomim, it's pointless. It's pointless. And so Paschas the Mishnah Berurah, it's pointless. But if you hold the Yesod is Ribui Neiros, and at least I can be married by two. I can't do three, but at least I can be married by two. Second, I've got the Rambam. That's the nafkemina between the two avenues, between whether you learn like the Rambam or you learn like Tosfos. With this, we understand the wording of the Rambam. The Rambam's halacha base, which seems absolutely superfluous, because he's telling you simple mathematics which any child understands. First night is 10, second night 20, third night 30. Ad shenimtzo. What's the wording of the Rambam? The Rambam wants to point out to you that the Yesod is Ribui Neiros. And where is the Rambam getting it from? You know where the Rambam is getting it from? From the Shnei Skenim. He's getting it from those two old men in Sidon. From those Skenim, Zeshekon Chochmo. He got it from them. That they did. And when they were asked, why are you doing like Bishamai? Keneged Porei Achag. Why are you doing like Bishilel? Because of Manim Bakoidesh, they didn't say Yomim Manichnosim Yomim Ayotzim. Vaistois, they were learning Ribui Neiros and not Heker Yomim. And therefore, that's where Shitas Rambam.
Porei Achag is always less.
Sorry?
Porei Achag is always less.
Porei Achag goes down, that's right.
There's no Ribui Neiros.
No, but there is Ribui Neiros. Because you're right, each day I'm going down. But all in all, I'm having a lot. First night he's going to light 80 candles, second night 70, 60. The Ribui Neiros means you've got lots and lots of candles being lit here. It's according to the Rambam, you need deep pockets for Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Yeah, you've got to light so many candles. If you've got 10 people in the family, yes.
The Rambam understanding from the story that that's the halacha.
Correct, that's right. So says the Gaon. Kein kosav a Rambam, le'alocha nira shekein yudah sarif, midehevi meimro de rabo babachon o'omer rabbi yoichanon shnei skeinim, keneged por achak chulu, demalim bakoidesh ve'ein chulu, the Lahai Timer says the Gon Loi Chayshinon leHekeiro de Yomim. It's a Bira Gron Shulchan Aruch. Loi Chayshinon leHekeiro de Yomim. Anachnasim Ma'ayotzim Shekos Habatoisus Shom. That Toisus is confirmed for, and that's the nafkah minute between the two.
Is there an idiom where the tzidai is actually Sarah or Chutzra? Because that would also be a big
chiddush
in this case.
Ah, I see. You mean whether you're lighting? I hear. That's an interesting. You've got good research to do now on this. I hear. So the Beis Halevi says, okay, but what's Tosfos going to do with the Shnei Skenim? What's Tosfos going to do with the Shnei Skenim? So says the Beis Halevi like this. And here you'll see another nafkemina that comes out of this. Says the Beis Halevi that what Tosfos is going to say is like this. That of course, the Shnei Skenim, that means the second Rabbi Yossi, also agrees that the Yesod is Keneged Yomim. Is also Keneged Yomim. Avada des Heker Yomim, even according to the Shnei Skenim. But the first one says, Beisham I say Yomim Anichnosim, Beisidel say Yomim Ayotzim. Very nice. But why pick Yomim Anichnosim over Yomim Ayotzim? Why pick Yomim Ayotzim over Yomim Anichnosim? Why? Why do I have to do this way or that way? Come along the Shnei Skenim, and they come along and say, Avada Avada, this Heker Yomim. And this is the view of Tosfos. But which way? Down or up? So one of them says, well, look, Beshamai say, I've got a precedent. The precedent is to go downwards. Where's the precedent? Porei Achag. And Besidel say, No. Malim Bakoidesh counteracts this precedent of Porei Achag. We'd rather go up. Why by Porei Achag there's no Malim Bakoidesh? I don't know. But when I don't know, when I've got a doubt, then Malim Bakoidesh will trump Porei Achag. But it's still Heker Yomim. It's still Heker Yomim. That's how Tosfos will answer. Says the Beis Halevi will come out in Afkemine according to Tosfos also. What happens if on the fifth night of Chanukah I've only got four candles? The fifth night of Chanukah, I've only got four candles. Now, is there an inyan for me to light just four? Because I'm meant to be going up. Right? Not staying static. Last night I lit four. Tonight's the fifth night, I'm going to light four again. Says the Beis Halevi, there will be an afkemina because you're right. that I don't have Yomim Hanichnosim. That I don't have Yomim Ayotz, but I've still got Yomim Hanichnosim. Four days left. So maybe on the fifth night of Hanukkah, there is an inyan to light four candles. So he says there will be enough kimini, even if you hold of Poria Chag, or you hold of Yom Nechasim Yoitzim, there still would be an inyan. So feel ois the Beis Halevi. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in his last piece on Avi Ezri in the Uchas Chanukah, he says, I don't understand. He says, of course you should light, if you've only got two candles, you should light the second one. Why shouldn't you be mad to light the second one? The Mishnah Berurah says, no, if you've only got two on the third night, you only light one. But this is the basis of the Machlokes. As we said, the Ramah says that for us, Berichot Zoharis is a very simple solution. We don't have to be troubled by Tosis's problem. We can paskin like the Rambam, who says you light Mehadrim and a Mehadrim per people in the household, and we have a simple solution. You put each menorah in a separate place, so that it will be discernible, and that's the Loshna Ramah. The Ramah says, V'cheina mine poshut, V'yizaru litein kol echod ve'echod neiroisov b'mokom miyuchad. Each person should put his candle, his menorah, in a specific place. Kedei shi'yehei heker kama neiris madiklin. In order that it should be discernible how many candles he is lighting. That's the basis of the Beis Halevi. And simply, there'd be no chidushim today, but it's given us an understanding of what we're actually doing when we're lighting Hanukkah candles. We have taken on, simply, without any issues, to do Mehadrim. Now, Mehadrim, Baruch Hashem, we can all afford to do Mehadrim and a Mehadrim. Why are we doing it, though? What's the yisoid of it? So here we have an understanding of what the yisoid is. Is it Heker Yomim, or is it Ribui Neighbors? And in fact, we have managed to create a situation with the Ramah that we can have Heker Yomim like Tosfos says he wants us to have, based on Yomim and Achrosim and Yomim Yotzim, even though we're also doing Keneged Anshei Habayis.
We always talk about Shadim and Tali on Sfiris Omer, whether you go up 49, you count down or count up. It seems to me there's a similar thing whether you go up from 1 to 8 to 8 to 1, same 49 to 1, 1 to 49, but the basis of the two shishas, no one says in Oymer about the Malach Kodesh or Chag, and no one says in Hanukkah.
Why don't we find
Sfira?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
funny that the principle yeah. is the same when you go 1, 49, 49.
Yes.
One,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it seems to be two different.
Yeah. Two different things. Things. Yeah. Yeah.
Does the Rambam say anything about Noshim as well? Was it
the Rambam? The Rambam says that you light per. He says that the people in the house are included when you count the members. You include the women also. That means if there's 10 members, men, women, you light Keneged all of them.
It's not an usual practice, is it?
Sorry? No, he's not talking about who lights. In fact, Shitas Rambam is that the Balabais lights all the candles. Yeah, which also seems to fit with his view, that the Yesod is Ribui Neiros. According to the Rambam, there's no separate menorahs at all. According to the Rambam, there's no separate menorahs. The Rambam holds the Balabais does the lighting for everybody. Which means the first night he lights 10, second night he lights 20. So in fact, according to the Rambam, there's no eight menorah with eight things. The Rambam holds a balabais lights, all the candles. And according to the Rambam, there's no musa b'chal of separate menorahs for people. The balabais. Harei Oyushan Maser, who madlik, he lights it. Kamenayus, who madlik. So he holds the balabais, does all the lighting.
Can anybody do that today?
Sorry?
Does the Sfarim do that?
I don't know.
When you gave the example of fifth night with only four candles left, were you saying therefore the following three nights, we assume he won't get any more candles for Hanukkah? Was that not?
It depends. If he has, he can work out what his best option is. But here on this night, he's got, you're right, it's the fifth night of Hanukkah, but it's also, there's four nights to go. Yeah, he's got five, six, seven, eight. So at least he can do Yomim Ha Nichnosim.
Questions on the sixth night, he's saying.
What?
The sixth night, should he continue going down now? So he's gone up one to four, he should continue going down. No.
So because we pass him like Basilel, so then ideally he should do Basilel if he can now.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.